here with Michael O'Leary, CEO of Ryanair, Dave Calhoun, CEO of Boeing. Huge order, up to 300 737 MAX 10s.
The Boeing delays are good for our business. Speaking as a CEO who wants to continue to grow and, you know, take share from competitors, the Boeing delays are bad for my market growth ambitions.
Boeing has just been publicly criticized harshly by Ryanair's CEO in front of the international media. He bluntly stated that Boeing is deceiving everyone. And what he revealed is the truth that Boeing has never wanted to disclose. This statement has shocked the entire aviation industry, as Ryanair is the largest customer of the Boeing 737 in Europe. If Ryanair ceases cooperation, the consequences for Boeing would be extremely severe, potentially triggering a global wave of distrust and pushing the company to the brink of collapse. Ultimately, what has Boeing done to make Ryanair's CEO so furious? What truths has he exposed that Boeing is hiding? All will be answered in today's video. Michael O'Leary, Chief Executive Officer of Ryanair, has stunned the global aviation world by unexpectedly speaking out to publicly criticize Boeing with the harshest words ever. In an interview with the international media, he did not hesitate to call Boeing's entire crisis management strategy surrounding the Boeing 737 MAX corporate BS, a blunt phrase that can be understood as deceptive corporate nonsense. O'Leary did not just offer vague criticism. He emphasized that after the emergency door blowout incident on an Alaska Airlines flight in January 2024, a serious accident that panicked the entire industry, Boeing did not genuinely address anything at its core, but instead hurriedly replaced a few leadership positions, conducted a few internal investigations, and issued press releases ensuring safety. According to him, all these actions were only aimed at preventing the stock price from plummeting and reassuring customers through media, rather than implementing substantive reforms in the production process. They want the public to believe they've done something O'Leary said. While in reality, the production line remains the same, the inspection process is still superficial and serious errors are still overlooked. What's notable is that O'Leary did not only attack the technical issues, he directly targeted Boeing's internal operations. According to him, the company has abandoned its core values of engineering and safety to chase profits. Engineers have been sidelined, their professional voices no longer heard, while financial executives decide everything, from assembly schedules to safety budgets. They are trying to hide the fact that Boeing's entire internal system is severely broken, O'Leary stated clearly. And as long as they keep avoiding it, things will continue to get worse. What makes Michael O'Leary's statements exponentially more dangerous is Ryanair's unique position in Boeing's global customer network. Ryanair currently operates a massive fleet of 587 Boeing 737 aircraft, spanning from the 700 to 800 series to the MAX 8 and 200. Not stopping there, the airline has ordered an additional 334 aircraft, including the MAX 10 and MAX 200, expected to be delivered between 2025 and 2034. With these numbers, Ryanair is the largest customer of the Boeing 737 in Europe, and one of the most critical customers globally for this narrow-body aircraft line. Therefore, when a major partner like Ryanair publicly expresses a loss of confidence, the consequences will not be limited to a single contract. It creates a domino effect directly impacting the confidence of other airlines, large and small investors, and even aviation regulatory authorities in many countries. O'Leary's statement is nothing short of a fatal blow to Boeing's already shaky reputation. No longer just personal criticism. His words are like a public indictment. Boeing no longer has control over its products, nor does it have the capability to fix its mistakes. It exposes the greatest fear of investors and other airlines that what is happening inside Boeing is not just chaos, but a system that is crumbling and completely out of control. Immediately following Ryanair's CEO statement, Boeing faces immediate consequences. Michael O'Leary's blunt statement not only stirred public opinion, but also immediately triggered negative reactions in the market and from Boeing's own partners. Within just 48 hours after the interview went viral, Boeing's stock, YSEBA, plummeted by more than 8%, wiping out nearly $10 billion in market capitalization. This is considered one of the sharpest declines since the Alaska Airlines door blowout crisis in early 2024. Not only did the financial market react, but many other airlines, particularly in Europe and Asia, publicly raised questions about Boeing's delivery capabilities and safety. An anonymous official from a Middle Eastern regional airline told Reuters, "If Ryanair, a customer with an extremely close relationship with Boeing, has lost patience, then we have reason to reconsider our ordering plans." At the same time, the U.S. Federal Aviation Administration, FAA, unexpectedly expanded the scope of oversight on the production processes at the Renton and Charleston factories, where the 737 and 787 lines are assembled. The FAA required additional inspections for each aircraft before delivery, causing delivery schedules to be delayed by an average of 2 to 4 weeks per aircraft. Even more, a leaked internal report revealed that following the statements and the resulting chain reaction, more than 70 Boeing 737 MAX aircraft waiting at Boeing's delivery yard could not be shipped on time due to failing to meet the additional inspection requirements. From a single speech, Michael O'Leary caused Boeing to suffer billions of dollars in losses, further lose the confidence of airlines, face stricter oversight from regulators, and leave an image of a corporation losing control in both technical and media aspects. And this may only be the beginning of a larger chain reaction. But things do not stop at a loss of confidence, as Ryanair is pointing out a series of quietly accumulating technical issues within Boeing's newest aircraft. One of the most serious problems currently delaying the 737 MAX 10 is the anti-icing system. It may sound simple, but this is a critical component when aircraft operate at high altitudes and extremely low temperatures. If ice forms on the wings or engines, the aircraft could lose lift or experience engine failure mid-air. The consequences could be catastrophic. The issue stems from Boeing installing larger new engines, the CFM LEAP-1B, on the 737 MAX. To accommodate them, they had to position the engines further forward and higher than the original design. This seemed like a minor technical adjustment, but it completely altered the airflow around the wings. As a result, the aircraft risks ice formation in unexpected areas, even when the anti-icing system is operational. You can imagine it like this. If your car is designed to drive in snow with a windshield heating system, but you add a propeller in front that redirects airflow, even though the heating system is still running, the windshield could still fog up because cold air gathers in a new spot. For an aircraft, the consequences of such a misalignment are 100 times more dangerous. Not only that, experts are also concerned that this anti-icing system could dangerously interact with MKS, the automated system that caused 2 catastrophic crashes, killing 346 people. If these systems conflict or interfere with each other, pilots may not be able to control the aircraft in time. And the scariest part is Boeing is still struggling to convince regulators that this system is safe while providing no definitive answers. They are trying to bring this aircraft to market, but even the FAA and independent engineers are scrutinizing every detail because just one small mistake could lead to a new aviation disaster. Not only struggling with the anti-icing system and the non-standard engine design on the 737 MAX 10 Boeing, is also facing a long list of serious technical issues, which have been hidden or downplayed for years. First is the issue of substandard airframe manufacturing. Some 737 and 787 models were found to have gaps between outer panels larger than permitted, raising concerns about the ability to withstand cabin pressure at 10,000 meters altitude. If pressure leaks, suddenly a situation similar to the Alaska Airlines door blowout could absolutely happen again, but with far worse consequences. Second is the issue of rushed assembly schedules, leaving workers no time to conduct safety checks after each step. Some former internal engineers alleged that bolts not tightened enough or electrical and hydraulic systems installed incorrectly are common occurrences. These are not minor errors. If not detected before delivery, they could cause loss of control in the air during bad weather conditions. Third, Boeing is said to not fully implement automated error checking systems in its production line. Instead of using sensors and AI for real-time quality control, the company still relies on human inspection, while the number of supervising engineers has been cut to save costs. As a result, many design or assembly errors are only discovered after the aircraft has left the factory, or even during test flights. Equally serious is that Boeing continues to use components from some suppliers suspected of not meeting technical standards. Instead of canceling contracts or pausing to reassess, they choose to continue sourcing to avoid production interruptions despite the risks. An independent FAA audit once found that anti-vibration bolts on aircraft wings were of inconsistent quality, but had been installed and put into mass operation. Finally, experts also warn about synchronization errors between the control software and sensor systems on the MAX line. Specifically, in some internal reports, data from the angle of attack AOA sensors did not match the cockpit warning systems, causing pilots to receive incorrect alerts. This not only causes confusion, but in emergency situations could make the aircraft plummet just because the automated system trusts the wrong signal, a scenario that has already occurred in the 2 horrific crashes in Indonesia and Ethiopia. But Boeing's problems do not only lie in technical design, they also stem from within the corporation itself. The place that should prioritize safety and quality above all has now become the epicenter of serious misconduct. Management culture and misconduct. Boeing is destroying itself. An in-depth investigation by the U.S. Federal Aviation Administration revealed that Boeing frequently pressured assembly line workers to speed up production, even when errors remained unaddressed. At the Renton factory, where the 737 series is produced, many workers reported that they had to complete an aircraft in just 9 days, while safety protocols require at least 14 days to thoroughly inspect each technical component. Instead of increasing investment in engineers and quality control, Boeing cut over $1.4 billion from its engineering budget between 2018 and 2023. This amount was redirected to a stock buyback program, totaling more than $43 billion in the same period. This action has been heavily criticized for only providing short-term benefits to shareholders, while engineers and maintenance specialists faced severe resource shortages. Inside Boeing, those who dared to speak up about safety risks faced a toxic and isolating work environment. A former engineer, Sam Salapour, who exposed structural flaws in the Boeing 787, said he was excluded from technical meetings, his records were re-evaluated negatively, and he was ultimately forced to resign after reporting errors that could threaten passengers' lives. The peak of outrage occurred in April 2024, when Senator Josh Hawley publicly accused Boeing during a U.S. congressional hearing. He pointed directly at the company's leadership, stating, "You don't care about engineering, about engineers, about passengers. You only care about profits. You are gutting the company and getting rich at the expense of the safety of millions of people." With such severe accusations, the public is increasingly questioning, is Boeing still an aircraft manufacturer, or has it turned into a financial conglomerate that disregards risks to maintain stock prices? Most seriously, Ryanair's criticisms are not empty words. They reflect real and very specific damages that the airline is suffering due to Boeing's delays. In the last quarter of 2024, from October to December, Ryanair was promised delivery of 11 Boeing 737 MAX A200 aircraft, the backbone of its plan to expand low-cost routes across Europe. In reality, they received only 2 aircraft, achieving just 18% of the commitment. This delay forced Ryanair to adjust its entire flight schedule for the peak season in early 2025. Due to the absence of 9 aircraft, Ryanair had to lower its passenger target for the 2025 financial year from 210 million to 206 million. For a low-cost airline operating on a model of optimizing capacity and frequency, even a 1% drop in passengers can result in hundreds of millions of euros in lost revenue. And it doesn't stop there. Boeing also warned that these delays will continue into 2025 and even 2026 due to stricter oversight of production following incidents and investigations. This means Ryanair, despite having paid for orders, cannot proactively plan operations for upcoming travel seasons. In the aviation industry, losing control over aircraft delivery schedules is akin to having hands tied in a life-or-death race against competitors. For Ryanair, Europe's largest low-cost airline, this is the final straw. After Michael O'Leary's harsh criticisms, Boeing immediately took action to respond. No longer evasive or in denial, the new leadership under CEO Kelly Ortberg officially acknowledged that the company is in an extremely difficult situation and needs to make painful but necessary decisions to survive. In an internal statement, Ortberg stated clearly, "Our work is in jeopardy, and we cannot underestimate the scale of the challenges we face. To recover, we must make fundamental structural changes. Otherwise, we will not be able to compete and retain customers." This message was widely understood as the first admission from senior leadership that Boeing needs a fundamental overhaul, unable to continue operating on a profit-driven model that overlooks quality and puts employees under unreasonable pressure. The company also pledged to redirect funds from dividends and stock buybacks to reinvest in the engineering department, particularly in safety and quality. However, observers believe that all current promises are merely theoretical, unless accompanied by concrete actions and clear results. For Ryanair, what they need is not an emotional speech, but on-time aircraft deliveries, guaranteed quality, no technical errors, and no more media disasters. Amid Boeing's continuous delays and severe loss of credibility, Airbus becomes an attractive alternative for Ryanair. If a switch happens, Ryanair could order models like the A320neo, A321neo, or A321LR, aircraft known for high-performance fuel efficiency and especially a range of up to 4,700 nautical miles, perfectly suited for Ryanair's ambitions to expand routes across Europe and North Africa. In particular, the A321XLR could enable Ryanair to add dozens of direct non-stop routes, enhancing competitiveness against traditional airlines while keeping costs low. In theory, Airbus is holding a golden opportunity to snatch Boeing's largest 737 customer in Europe. However, this decision is far from easy. Ryanair is currently an almost 100% Boeing airline, with its entire pilot crew technician, operations training and maintenance systems built around a single aircraft type, the Boeing 737. Switching to Airbus would mean losing all that synchronization, the very thing that allows Ryanair to operate simply cost-effectively and flexibly. If Ryanair transitions to Airbus aircraft, it will face a series of major challenges and enormous costs. First, the airline would need to retrain thousands of pilots to qualify for operating Airbus aircraft, as the cockpit control systems and operational interfaces are entirely different from the Boeing 737. Beyond that, the entire cabin crew and ground engineering teams would also need to undergo retraining from scratch, as Airbus's technical procedures, safety standards, and operations differ from what they've used for years. Ryanair would also have to rebuild its maintenance, repair, and technical operations systems. From investing in Airbus-specific equipment and spare parts, to finding and signing contracts with new maintenance, repair, and overhaul MRO service partners suited for this aircraft type. Not to mention changing the entire operational model would lead to numerous logistical, managerial scheduling, and software coordination challenges. The total cost of this comprehensive transition could reach hundreds of millions of euros, if not billions. Even more concerning, even if Ryanair orders Airbus aircraft today, timely delivery is not guaranteed, as Airbus's order book is already full until 2029. The frustration Ryanair is expressing today is not a sudden outburst. In reality, the confrontation between Ryanair and Boeing didn't just start now. Michael O'Leary has spoken out multiple times, and each time has been a warning bell that Boeing seems to have ignored. In 2019, right after the two catastrophic crashes involving the Boeing 737, Max O'Leary publicly criticized Boeing for continuously delaying the return of the MAX 8 to commercial service. As a result, Ryanair, then planning to expand its fleet, was forced to reduce the number of operational aircraft in the summer from 58 to just 30. Not only did they reduce the fleet, but Ryanair also had to cancel up to 30,000 scheduled flights, causing significant revenue and reputational damage. In the low-cost aviation industry, where every flight is meticulously calculated to maximize profit, cancelling such a large number is an extremely heavy blow. By 2022, Michael O'Leary continued to publicly criticize Boeing for delayed deliveries, forcing the airline to cut flight schedules in the spring and summer, the most critical periods for capturing peak tourist demand. His statement at the time went viral in the industry, just fuel up and fly to Dublin, and it's still 2 to 3 months late. The seemingly sarcastic remark actually reflected a troubling truth. Boeing couldn't even fulfill the simplest tasks, delivering completed aircraft on time as per the contract. From 2019 to 2022 and up to today, Ryanair continues to bear the consequences of a series of errors that Boeing has either been unable or unwilling to fix at the root. From Michael O'Leary's harsh warnings to the series of exposed technical crises and management culture issues, the bigger picture shows Boeing trapped in a self-inflicted spiral of crises. A major customer like Ryanair is not just losing patience. They are speaking out on behalf of an entire aviation industry anxious about repeated mistakes. Unresolved technical issues persist, while inside Boeing, a dysfunctional system, sidelining engineers and disregarding processes, continues to exist. Plummeting stock prices, tighter regulatory oversight, skeptical partners and outraged public opinion, all are pushing Boeing into a position where comprehensive change is unavoidable. This is no longer the time for promises or reactive media campaigns, because if Boeing continues to trade safety for profit, the next thing they lose may not just be customers, but their entire future in the commercial aviation industry. And this time, no one can step in to save them. If you find this video interesting, don't forget to like and subscribe to the channel to not miss out on more exciting content. Please share your opinions in the comments section. Thank you for watching. And don't forget, the information we share in this video is for reference and analysis from various perspectives. Please combine it with other sources for a more comprehensive and objective view.